fair point. The knot can truly be overwhelming. Even the most disciplined can succumb to the forces of lust. However, what is important to note is this. How do you feel before the knot? And how do you feel after the knot? If lust is the only difference, then your knots truly do have a level of value that I must applaud you for. But if there is more than lust that is lost after the knot, what sort of knot was it then? How true are your feelings in the heat of the moment? How much lust does your body carry? Is the lust truthful? Is your knot truthful? Can we even dictate a truthful knot? How can we even begin to decide if our knots are genuine when we are so busy being overcome by lust? I present these questions not in judgment of your beliefs, but as a reminder that a knot is more than a sign of affection. It can show us who we truly are deep down. Or perhaps it doesn't. Nothing is quite certain, and there are no rules when it comes to the come. To each their own, as they say. But who is to say how life works in the first place? I know nothing. Therefore, I know not how the knot could reflect our inner selves. I give this as a reminder, yes, but more so as food for thought. Be healthy, Darius. I wish you good fortune, and may the gods give you their blessing.